my ultimate goal in life isn't to be the nice capitalist tool, which, you know, I'll get paid good money and get a nice suburban home and have 2.2 kids and have a nice, have two cars and a nice dog and everything like that. That's not my ideal. I'm not willing to sacrifice my life to do that.
You know, I want to live in a trailer and make balloon animals for kids. It's all I want to do, in a Walmart parking lot. Sundays I'll sit in a kiddie pool and poke smart a lot already, like I already do as it is, pester poor people with pamphlets about recycling the Indonesian child labor that made the disposable lighter they just bought. Look what I drew you, it's the truth, it's full of lies. Notice the intricate detail, synthesizing movement in the gigantic hands and bulging eyes. Of course I'll make you look pretty, don't you furrow your little brow. Sit up straight so I can trace that gorgeous smile out of the acne problem right now. Neo-expressionism at its best. You insist on categorizing. Originality, of course, is not the business of art. Opportunistic men are merely masters of enterprising and well-dressed. And recognizing the limits of my technical skill, there's a distinct possibility I may even be more unfuckwithable than I previously thought had been possible, according to the amount of work I've put in nil. Peanut butter and jelly, your left side's the best side. Smile for me so that the world doesn't think you have something to hide. Let me inside, we can be on a team. I'm a consolation prize, a 99% substitute for the American dream. Don't spend your best years on expensive candy and gambling. Time is your life, don't throw it away. Are you receiving? Are you understanding? What do you want to be when you grow up besides alive, little girl? Are you aware your generation is the bright orange pylon marking the end of the world? This is more than just a picture your parents paid me to do. This is what everyone else in the entire planet sees when they look at you. I'm less an illustrator, more a musician. Some ideas are merciless and painfully suffer their way into fruition. Words are a prison, your novels don't interest me. A good picture intrigues the nation of a million indisputable realities instantly, triggering an epiphany, a cosmic celebration. This is a caricature of your entire life, and please note an open-ended quotation. Don't fall in love, it'll only break your heart. Never need someone else so desperately, or you're doomed from the very start. Work in black and white almost exclusively. It's the most effective medium to capture what the subject doesn't want you to see, usually. I'll draw you an extra pocket on the front of your skirt so you can keep your precious reasons up front and push against the bleed until the damn thing works. Truth hurts. What we don't know, we do. There's unknown unknowns, known unknowns, and whatever the hell is this gong show, we consider me and you. I portrait to save the universe. This particular piece explores the relationship between not giving a shit and how distinct that sense of immediacy permeates my linear development just a bit. It's a privilege to call you my muse, even if Picasso specializes in exaggerated features and cartoonishly oversized shoes. Someday you'll look back at life when you're not, you know, so old for your age and remember the day a clown painted your picture and the whole thing changed. Couldn't say what I saw, or didn't see, but I'll draw. If you have a pencil or a paper or a circular saw, I know what the meaning of life is. Give me a sec. Can I borrow your pen? I gotta do a quick sketch. Couldn't say what I saw, or didn't see, but I'll draw. If you have a pencil or a paper or a circular saw, I know what the meaning of life is. Give me a sec. If I can borrow your pen, I gotta do a quick sketch.